I would like to call the Whitney Town Advisory Board meeting for May 13th, 2021 to order. Everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record reflect that Al Martinez is not at the meeting. He has an excused absence. Everyone else is in attendance. Any county staff introduction? Public comment. This is a period devoted to the comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at a time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, it will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Okay, we have 2 minutes to approve. Item number three, approval of the minutes for April 15th, 2021 and April 29th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
Is there a motion to approve?
Yeah, so we have a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. And we have approval of the agenda for today, May 13th, 2021. I would like to... We have a backup. Yeah.
Hey, can you find us another one?
On the agenda, I would ask that we combine items 1, 2, and 3 for tonight's agenda. Do I have a motion? Oh. A motion to approve with the combined items?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. All right. Planning and zoning. Oh, informational items. Blanca, any informational items?
What?
Informational items? Planning and zoning, item number one. NZC210179, Rawhide Holdings LLC, a zone change to reclassify 2.1 acres from an RE Rural Estates Residential Zone to an R2 Medium Density Residential Zone and an MD Designed Manufacturing Zone to an MD Designed Manufacturing Zone. Design review for a mini warehouse facility, an off-highway vehicle, recreational vehicle, and watercraft storage facility, generally located on the south side of Duck Creek Flood Control Channel on the west side of Denning Street within Whitney. Also, and item number VS210180, Rawhide Holdings LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Duck Creek Flood Control Channel and US 95 and between Denning Street and Morris Street, and a portion of the right-of-way being Denning Street alignment located between Duck Creek Flood Control Channel and US 95 within Whitney, And number three, TM21500043, Rawhide Holdings LLC, tentative map, for a commercial subdivision on 21.2 acres of MD Design Manufacturing Zone, generally located on the south side of Duck Creek Flood Control Channel and the west side of Denning within Whitney. All right.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, town board members. My name is Tony Sless, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. First, you can see from our aerial, here's the subject property. It is located on the north side of US 95, in between and south of Duck Creek, so right in between there. Russell Road goes down through here where the interchange is to the south, and Ellis Road to the north. The site is accessed via Rawhide Street here. Break my presentation up into really two main parts, first being the zone change, second being the design review aspect of it. So we're asking to go to a zone change from basically R3 and a little bit of RE to make it all MD. You can see most of the site is actually already zoned MD, Business Design Research Park. And so it's just these two kind of out parcels right here, or remnant parcels from the 95, and maybe remnant parcels from Duck Creek that were left over that, for whatever reason, had a different zoning on them. Unfortunately, though, this required a non-conforming zone change because portions of the site are actually planned residential urban center or allowing R4 zoning up to 25 units to the acre, but then actually all of it is. Now this is not part of the parcel, but you can see. So because these two little slivers are technically outside of the plan, it did trigger a non-conforming zone change. So basically we are trying to match the blue color here with the two remnant parcels to the north and the south. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on this, obviously supporting it because you have industrial uses, you have MD here, and it makes sense. The second portion of this is the design review aspect of it. Again, just to orient you, US 95 to the south, Duck Creek Road here. Nellis farther to the west here is Rawhide coming in off of Nellis, where we can access the site. What we're going to do here, if you know the area, this right here is barricaded off right now. We're going to continue it in our street. We're going to have to dedicate this portion, hold it off so it has a nice turning radius for fire access and safety. And you can come into the site via this bulb that we're going to create on our side of the property here. What we're proposing before you is a combination of mini storage facilities and RV and or watercraft storage. We are proposing a total of 165 mini storage facilities. Those are generally on the perimeter, right here outlined in the darker color, and then along the US 95 right back through here. Internal here is 519 canopies. That are RV and or watercraft canopies. Then we're gonna have an additional 81 that are not covered. So 519 of them covered, and then another 81 uncovered internal to the site here. As part of it, we're gonna have the ability right in this area of two stalls for RV or watercraft wash, and then two stalls for basically, I guess we call it like a dump site, but where you can remove your waste from, you know, dispose of waste and that things of that nature related to that. The site generally complies with all of Title 30 requirements. Also associated with this is right here is the Denning Street alignment. It has not been vacated. I'll show you, we are requesting that be vacated. You can see Denning Street basically, if it were to go in, it would only be between Duck Creek and the 95. It would never cross over the 95 to the south, and it would not cross over the Duck Creek and pedestrian walkway through here. So it's really not needed at all, and in fact, you go a little further south, it's not even dedicated south of here. So we're asking to vacate and abandon that 30-foot portion so that we can incorporate that into our site there. And then, since this is multiple parcels here. We have an associated tentative map with it to consolidate all those parcels into one, which is this site plan here, basically to match what I'm showing you. Do have some elevations. You can see are in the front area here is going to be our office area. Important is not no innkeeper suite or anything like that. It's not a sleepover one. Pretty small, just with our RV signage right as you come in. And that's pretty much it. We appreciate the staff's recommendation of approval. We did have a neighborhood meeting in December. Both Jerry and Amy were in attendance, along with a couple of other neighbors. I would characterize the neighborhood meeting as very positive. They wanted to see this infill develop. Felt that mini storage was an appropriate use, good buffer product, and just we're going to be happy to see something go in here that would kind of get rid of any of the debris that's out there. And I know they think they've cleaned up the property a little bit, the property owner. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions, and we agree with all the staff's recommendations.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Okay. Seeing none. I'm closing this to the public. I'm now opening this to the board.
A couple questions. So you said it's not, you don't have like a caretaker or overnight.
Right.
So is it still 24-hour access?
Yes, we're asking for that. It'll be gate code.
Yeah.
Accessible.
Okay. So theoretically, then there could be traffic 24 hours a day.
Theoretically.
Yeah. Okay. And then, what are you doing for security since it is open 24 hours?
Yeah. So we'll have on-site roaming security. We'll have video surveillance. A lot of it actually becoming more typical at the Board of County Commission level that they have requirements that we install security and coordinate with Metro, which is something we can certainly entertain and do to help secure the site.
Okay. All right. I'm good. Thanks.
Actually, on the floor plans, it does say that there's a 1,284 square foot, which consists of a sales office, living room, bedroom, kitchen, and bathroom.
My bad. I apologize. Let me retract that statement.
Okay.
Realize that.
So there will be someone living there?
Sorry. A manager's office, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're not living there?
No.
So they're basically, there's like a 9-to-5 job and they leave?
Right, in shifts it's not to live in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then on the side that goes up against the apartments, what are they doing for lighting? There's not going to be lights shining in people's apartments, right?
Right. Oh, on this side?
Yeah.
No, we're just going to put in our basic required Title 30 lighting for security purposes.
Uh-huh.
It'll be downcasted. Title 30 requires basically to reduce light pollution to keep it on your property only. So obviously some minimal overspill, but it'll be minimal. Right. Yeah, we're not going to erect any lights that will shine towards the apartments.
And then I know, like, how much, like, from the entrance in, how much space, like, to the cleanouts and stuff? Because I'm imagining, like, a holiday, Memorial Day weekend or something, will there be RVs and stuff lying down Rawhide while people are trying to get to their homes, like their apartments or something?
Coming in, you're talking about...
Yeah, is there enough, like, how many RVs can you get in, like, through the gates or through the... Because I'm just thinking, if someone's, after a holiday weekend, everyone's coming back with their boats, is it going to block the street?
So the gates are set back right here. So here's Rawhide again. Uh-huh. We're going to have to bulb it down here. So it'll be coming in quite a distance from here.
Okay.
This point right here is 261 feet to right here. So
okay.
The gates. So we have some growth depth there from the bulb into our site. Obviously, people can go to their bay until it becomes accessible as well.
Okay. And then until construction or during construction, I don't know if you've been over there recently, we've been through a lot getting these barricades because there's been off-roaders that are going around the sidewalks. Will you maintain that barricade until, like, during construction? And
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, I noticed today I drove by, it's barricaded right now. Obviously, this is going to be our main access in and out of the site.
Right. We'll be fenced, or...
Yeah, we can definitely explore fencing and security options.
Yeah, because we've just... Because even we had the Jersey rails just covering the street, and everyone was going on the sidewalks, and we finally got them all the way across.
Right.
And we would hate for it to go back to that.
Yeah.
After just getting
rid
of all...
Yeah, I noticed. I saw the Jersey rails.
Yeah, so if they can put, once they start doing construction, put fencing or something to keep. I'm sure you guys don't want off-roaders on the site either, especially if there's graders and machinery and stuff like that. So, okay. I think those are all my questions. Anything else?
Okay. No, I'm good.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion? I guess I'll go ahead and make the motion. I move to approve with staff conditions NZC210179 Rawhide Holdings LLC zone change design review, VS210180 Rawhide Holdings LLC vacate and abandon, TM215043 Rawhide Holdings LLC tentative map. Huh? Yes, subject to staff conditions. I said that in the beginning, so I should have said it again. So we have a motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Congratulations.
Thank you
for coming in.
Good deal.
Yeah.
What do you think the time frame is going to be?
Time frame?
Yeah.
So it'll probably take us, so we go to the... July 7th, I think it's BCC.
Mm-hmm.
Probably take us 8 to 10 months
a year or so, yeah.
Before you would see any vertical construction because of the drainage studies.
Right.
So and then a year before you see construction, and then probably 18 to 24 months out from July.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. No general business? Any general business? Okay. Comments by the general public? A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the jurisdiction. No vote will be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up. Speaker's podium. Clearly state your name. Spell your last name for the record. Seeing none, our next meeting is scheduled for May 27th, 2021. This meeting is adjourned.
Wow. God, you're very good.